The Golden Globes, the SAG Awards, and the Critics' Choice Awards are now the biggest film awards in the lead-up to the Academy Awards. We now have a working timeline that puts the Oscars in March but not late March. So far, we only have the Oscars and the Producers Guild announcing their awards timelines. December 2022. Oscars preliminary voting begins 9 a.m. Pacific Time Monday, December 12, 2022. Oscars preliminary voting ends 5 p.m. Pacific Time Thursday, December 15, 2022. Oscars Oscar shortlists announcement Wednesday, December 21, 2022. Oscars eligibility period ends Saturday, December 31, 2022. January 2023. Producers Guild nominations announced Thursday, January 12, 2023. Oscars nominations voting begins 9 a.m. Pacific Time Thursday, January 12, 2023. Oscars nominations voting ends 5 p.m. Pacific Time Tuesday, January 17, 2023. Producers Guild final voting Monday, January 23, 2023. Oscars nominations announcement Tuesday, January 24, 2023. February, 2023. Oscars nominees luncheon Monday, February 13, 2023. Producers Guild final voting Friday, February 17, 2023. Producers Guild ceremony Saturday, February 25, 2023. March, 2023. Oscars finals voting begins 9 a.m. Pacific Time, Thursday, March 2, 2023. Oscars finals voting ends 5 p.m. Pacific Time, Tuesday, March 7, 202,395th Oscars, Sunday, March 12, 2023. There are still 5 days between voting for the nominations, January 12-17, and final voting, March 2-7. Prior to COVID, preliminary screening and voting took place during the holidays, from Christmas to New Year's, more or less. In this case, we're pushing somewhat past that to mid-March. The way things used to work in the old days, I am repeating myself here but for newer readers, movies would play for the public and the whole year would come to an end. Those movies would be assessed by voters the following year to see whether they made money or not. Reviews mattered but box office and word of mouth mattered more. Best Picture of the Year meant something much more than just whatever the insular world of critics and industry voters thought was best. That has changed. There is more of a focus on what the critics think is good versus what the public thinks. At the moment, I feel like, with a few exceptions, not only are storytellers fearful and hesitant, but they are also being monitored constantly by the scolds of Twitter. That is probably the part of it I'm least looking forward to. I think what we need is freedom for storytellers, lack of judgment. Let the greatest directors make the greatest movies. At the moment, real-life events seems to be overshadowing the films. The January 6th show, for instance, has more drama in it than any television show or movie will have. Ditto the Depp Heard trial and the Oscar slap. That's because humans are complex, imperfect, contradictory and often tragic. Also, these stories work against the way we have decided movies should be cast, by dotting every I and crossing every T to make sure they are correct. That's become boring. International filmmakers don't care. They just tell good stories and obviously, real-life events can simply be judged for the truth of what they are, and everyone has their own idea of what the truth is. Johnny Depp on the stand was so moving and compelling that it mostly won him his case, or at least changed a lot of minds as so many became involved in his story. Can it be that just telling the truth like that is what people actually want to see? Yes. The more artists tell the truth about humanity, not a preferred truth, the better their movies will always be. When I start every Oscar year, I take a look at the slate of upcoming movies. No, I could not have seen a Coda coming, or even a Parasite. Nomadland was a little easier to predict. We tend to still follow the old model, the one we've been conditioned over many years to look for when it comes to Oscar movies. We look for period films or important movies. We look for the films backed by studios we know will push hard. We look for star directors. Although now, that has been fudged somewhat because there is a bit of a side eye for the best directors who are almost exclusively male. We haven't had a male win in the past 2 years. Here are the top gets, per Jeff Wells at Hollywood Elsewhere written in January of 2022. I'm going to take his list and reorder it per what I sort of sense has the stuff to be a contender, even if I know we can't possibly know this early out. I'll say at the outset 4 of my favorite directors potentially have movies coming out this year. Killers of the Flower Moon, Scorsese Babylon, Damien Chazelle The Fabelmans, Steven Spielberg The Killer, David Fincher, though I'm not sure if this is coming out this year. Just these four movies coming out this year gives me a reason to wake up this morning. These are going to be brilliantly made films no matter what their ultimate Oscar fate. Spielberg's film will be released theatrically, where Killers and Killer are streaming though will get theatrical releases as well. All four of them, along with every other Oscar movie that comes out, are probably going to be seen more on streaming than in a movie theater. But you never know. So off the bat those would get priority in my view. I would then add, Bardo, Alejandro González Iñárritu Nope, Jordan Peele Till, Chinani Chukwu Avatar 2, James Cameron White Noise, Noah Baumbach Napoleon, Ridley Scott, Not Sure It Will Be Ready, Canterbury Glass, David O. Russell She Said, Maria Schrader The Banshees of Inisherin, Martin McDonagh Women Talking, Sarah Polley Next Goal Wins, Taika Waititi Don't Worry Darling, Olivia Wilde. I would also absolutely add Top Gun Maverick and Everything Everywhere All at Once, though these are both coming out so early they might not run the entire gauntlet. Coming out of Cannes, the only thing that really pops for me at the moment is Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. But then again, it will need a bigger bump when it comes here. As usual, this season starts when the Venice and Telluride Film Festivals start. That is the beginning of Oscar season, which then carries through to Toronto, New York and eventually AFI. IndieWire gives, I think, a much more sophisticated look at the best picture slate. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.